call him Stud?
Yes, we'll call him Stud too. I've owned two or three in my time.
Now if you had, every so often you have to put something on the horse.
Shoe them.
And you call those things big metal?
Shoes, yes. Iron shoes or metal shoes.
You would call
them? I used to shoe my own horses too.
Oh my. You would call them horseshoes, huh?
Yeah, horseshoes. Put horseshoes on them. Might make a big difference too when you nail those on the hoofs.
To play a game with these things, right?
Oh yes, they pitch horseshoes to see which one can. They pitch them at stakes, you know, to see which one can make a ringer. Who can come the closest to the stake? And oh, it's got to be quite a game.
They call it horseshoes.
Uh-huh.
They don't call it quoits or.
No, called horseshoes.
And the male sheep is called the
buck. You want to look out for him too if he's cross, because he gets you every time.
You've had some unfortunate experiences.
He just gets you hard too. I'll tell you, you know, lots of.
They ever have a name for him in front? They use in front of the ladies. A buck. They call him a buck.
Well, the ram sometimes they call him.
And the female sheep is called the.
Yo.
And you raise sheep for the
wool.
And the male hog
is the boar.
And the female
sow.
And the baby
pigs.
Any other distinctions did you make in talking about
hogs? You mean? Well, the gilt is a young sow. That's the way they tell her from the boars.
And any other terms?
Well, I don't know. This would be the barrow. That's the male pig that's been castrated, so feeding for meat. Boar isn't very good eating. Be good eating like these male deer that they bring down from the north. It'd be kind of strong eating. Did you ever?
No.
did you ever eat a piece of boar meat?
No.
The old, some of the old timers used to castrate their old boar and then they'd feed them and butcher them and say that grease is so strong to drive you out. It's just kind of a sweet smell to drive you out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful. They'd eat them just the same.
The general term for all the whole bunch of them, male, female, young and old, would be
just hogs.
And they have some of them teeth that are sharp.
Tusks. The males have those tusks on the side, but after they're castrated, they don't have those. They don't grow those tusks like the boars do. The boars have them to fight with. My, they get out that long sometimes, just curl out and my thing, just rip the whole side out of another boar. Did you ever see two boars fight?
No.
Oh, they put up a wicked fight. Because you like these chicken fights when they put those steel spurs on those roosters and let them fight each other and cut themselves all to pieces, and that's good in the way of a boar fight. That's very poisonous too, if a boar tusks you. Lots of them will fight you too, those older boars.
Then they have on the back of their necks
bristles. Bristles. When they get them up, you want to look out for any hog, either male or female, because they're mad.
They're mad.
I don't know how they can raise that hair, but I can raise mine if I get scared.
Not when
you're
mad.
I can't raise my bristles when I get.
The hogs eat out of a
trough.
You might say, I have five of these.
Five troughs.
And the what's the noise that the calf makes when he's being weaned? What do you call that?
Balls.
Balls. And the cow makes a noise during feeding time. It's called a.
Well, she.
She.
I don't know.
Low or moo?
Well, that's the lowing of the cow out in the, when they're out in the fields, that's when they want to be called in, milking time, I suppose.
Sure.
You call it lowing of the cow.
And
it's just plain ball lowing. You mean their calves too. You ought to be around. My son-in-law